Welcome to the Figments of Walt's New World. And in today's episode, we will be going a bit off script.
Yeah, we don't
kind of free talk.
Yeah, we don't have anything quite planned, so we're just gonna, you know, just kind of wing it.
Yeah, exactly. So you know what? Let's just jump right into it right now. Mm-hmm. What's your opinion on the new Soarin'? That's at the time of recording this, I think it comes out. What's the date today? I think it's like
the 16th.
Yeah, then tomorrow. It comes out tomorrow.
Jeez, comes out tomorrow.
So, or no, I'm sorry. It might be the 21st. I can't remember.
Oh.
Okay, it's coming out very soon is the point.
Anyway,
but,
yeah.
So, what's your opinion on that?
I'm very glad that they're kind of redoing it. I mean, it's something new, you know? Like, I really liked old Soarin', but, you know, it was just California. So, I think that they're expanding it to Soarin' around the world. I think it's going to be pretty cool, and I think it was a good move for Epcot, since Epcot does need to make some changes, you know, to keep making more money, I guess, because they weren't making as much as they wanted to. So I think this new Soarin will help out.
Yeah, and I really, last time I went on the old Soarin, I kind of was noticing the, how they were, it was kind of more grainy and black spots on the screen, and I was like, and this was only when Soarin' Around the World was a rumor.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, man, I really hope this rumor turns out to be true, because this would be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And what is it, like 4K or 8K or something like that? It's really high def is the point. And I'm really excited for this.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, not only California, but going around the all of Earth.
Yeah.
And I've heard from early screenings that each park that it's in, like, it's in Shanghai, which just opened today of recording this. Then it's going to be in California, obviously, in California Adventure. And then it's going to be in Epcot. And I heard every single one has a separate ending themed to the park that it's in. So I'm actually pretty excited about that, because I remember back when I was younger and didn't really understand a lot about Disney, I would look at Disneyland, I'm like, oh man, why is there a huge mountain in
Magic Kingdom? Yeah, you're like, that's not there.
Yeah, so I'm really happy it's customized to the park, given all the parks equal.
Also that they're adding another theater, which is just going to...
Yeah, that's...
It's going to, like, double, like, it's going to minimize wait times, which is super exciting.
Yeah, even if you've looked at Toy Story Mania...
Oh.
Which had insane wait lines.
Mm-hmm.
Since they've added that new track, it's cut the wait times down, like, at least in half.
Mm-hmm.
Which is awesome for anyone who goes on the ride, because...
Without a fast pass. Which is,
yeah.
Which is pretty crazy if you actually do that, but...
Yeah, that's one of those rides that you... Like, Hollywood Studios, you gotta get one for that... Tower of Terror and Rock and Roller Coaster. That's the essentials of and Star Tours if depends on the season.
It's sometimes not that bad.
Last time I went on it, I got to go on it 3 times in a row, each with no wait. So I mean, it really depends on what time you go in the season too. Because obviously, if you go on 4th of July, it's basically... It's just a quick tip right here. Don't go on 4th of July. If you're really curious that much about the fireworks, book a one-night stay at Polynesian, okay? you'll get a great view of fireworks. You'll
have a nice hotel room.
Yeah, you'll have a nice hotel room, and you won't be in the most crowded night of the year.
And you also have Dole Whips, like,
right. Oh, yeah, and you can eat Dole Whips, yeah. That, too. And also, you can go swimming while listening to the fireworks. Now, I don't know what's better than that. I go in August, because, yes, it's scorching hot, but it's not that busy, because all the school kids in Florida are already in school at that time. It's just the perfect time to go. for scheduling reasons too.
Yeah, I usually go either May or October or that time, October, November.
Mm-hmm. Because honestly, I mean, going what depends on what time you go of the year really changes your whole experience.
Yeah.
Because going 4th of July is your only experience.
Mm-hmm. You're not going to like it.
It's going to be stressful, overcrowded, stressful, way too long lines. Maybe 4th of July is something for, like, veteran Disney visitors.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, for first time, once again, it's those off month.
Yeah, you got to put some research days into it before you go.
Yeah, also weekends are busy because no school. I mean, weekends, that's why you always want to choose the park you think is going to have the least amount of wait time on the weekends, especially. I mean,
there's literally apps for that.
Yeah, like even the official Disney World app, which I'm on right now, it has the wait times, everything. You can check your resort reservations, food reservations, everything. It's great. But quick update, Toy Story Mania is at 15 minutes right now. No. Now, yeah, I don't know if you...
That can't be true.
No, it is. It's on the app.
What?
I don't know if you know...
Wait, is it closing time?
Toy Story Mania? It's in an hour, but still, I mean... Toy Story Mania, even at this time a night, it still would have had at least a 60-minute wait.
No, hold up. This can't be legit.
Oh, it is. It's on the official app. All
right. We'll come up with some different things to talk about.
Like the Frozen ride. That's something.
Wait, when did it open? Or is it opening tomorrow?
What, Frozen ride?
Yeah.
I think that's opening in a couple of days, and, you know, I'm not excited, to be honest. I'm sure they're going to do a great job with the ride, because it's Disney, and I know the Imagineers were kind of forced to do this, and I'm sure they're going to make the best out of what they were given with. Because, I mean, even, I feel like Imagineering has kind of bounced back up the past couple of years. Like, it kind of took a dip in the late 90s to 2000s, mm-hmm. Kind of a bit lazier rides. I don't want to do that in a bad way, but a bit lazier rides, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, but, like... Disney does take a little bit longer than you would expect, you know, to, like, make the rides that they do. But, I mean, it's not, like, a ride where, like, wow, like, I didn't like that. Like, this is a ride you might be, like, you know, my expectations were a little bit higher. But, you know, there's no real ride that has come out that you're just like, wow, horrible. Like, there's always...
Yeah.
Disney always will put out something that they know the general public will like.
Yeah, and quick update, Frozen opens the 21st.
21st, alright. Yeah.
Days. Yeah, so,
Hey, that's pretty good.
Yeah. So that's opening then. What I was going to say about Imagineering was, even the hardcore Disney fans can complain about rides like Stitch, mm-hmm. I mean, compared to other theme parks,
they're still insane.
They're still great rides, and they have. Even though Stitch is made up of a burp joke, that's like all Stitch is. It's still the detail they put into it, and
yeah, I mean, like,
and all it
gotta,
is
we gotta
is
give a reason. We have to applaud the Imagineers. I mean, like, how much work? Like, you've seen like the giant bases underneath everything that have all the sounds that are playing. Always keeping, like, if a ride shuts down due to, if it shuts down to a problem, you know it's going to be back up the next day, you know?
Yeah, and quick update on Soarin' 2, that's also, I was right, that's opening tomorrow, the 17th, so,
footage.
I'm going to have to try to stay away from all the videos of that so I can experience it firsthand once again in August. And that's... So, any news other than the new rides coming out, which are big news, don't get me wrong.
Well, there's the thing in the Animal Kingdom, but I think we should save that for, like, another video.
Yeah, yeah, talk about all the new Animal Kingdom renovations. Yeah, that'll be one of our future ones.
So,
little tease.
What will happen is that Big Thunder Mountain's gonna be closed for 3 months.
Yeah.
Like, 3 or 4.
They did that with Pirates of the Caribbean last year.
I don't know, what would they be doing? I mean, it's you know, it's one of my, you know, it's a great ride, but, like, there's not that much.
There's no animatronics on it. Yeah.
I think the only animatronics are like goat. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Maybe the track they're updating. Maybe some things to the queue. Yeah. Honestly, I find the queue fine, but because you've seen the Winnie the Pooh queue, which back a couple of years ago was a normal queue, but now they have a bunch of things for toddlers to get involved in to get them excited for the ride and. Get them, you know, interested in so that they aren't losing attention because toddlers don't have long attention spans.
Yeah, I haven't been in that line. Like,
oh, actually, it's really good.
I don't even think I've been on the new Dumbo. Oh my gosh.
Oh, Dumbo? Yeah. The queue there is fantastic. Mm-hmm. For our.
You know, what's also a cool line is Seven Dwarfs Mine.
I've only been on Fast Pass on that ride.
Really.
Yeah,
I waited during the soft opening. So there's, yeah. Like, there's a bunch of games and stuff.
Really?
Got games info?
Yeah. But, what... Like, sorry, I'm tripping over my words. Sorry. Space Mountain, that is a great queue also.
I've never waited in that one.
Oh, no. Even Fast Pass, you can see, like, the games.
Yeah, you can see it.
I've waited in line once, and that was because there was a 20-minute wait, and I was... thinking to myself, man, that's not long at all.
Yeah. Space Mountain kind of gives me the freaks, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, do you think Space Mountain should be renovated? Honestly. Do you think that? Because that's an interesting topic to bring up.
Hmm.
Because...
I don't think so.
I've thought about this question a lot. Mm-hmm. Because, in one sense, it's the classic, it's the original.
Mm-hmm.
You know... It's like a sense to back in the 70s. Mm-hmm. Like, this is back when, close to 3 years after the opening of Walt Disney World and the Magic Kingdom. And this was the first roller coaster in the Magic Kingdom. And so it's a big milestone. But on the other hand, going on it, it's very rickety and...
it's a fairly smooth ride.
Okay, it's like, yeah. I mean, but it's a lot of the turns. I'm talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I stated that wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Just the turns are a bit weird. It's kind of it's a bit funky. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe.
And I feel like they could really, improve on it. But then again, I don't want to change that original thing. You know. Okay, any topics you want to bring up?
New Disney Cruise Lines. Supposedly, we kind of know that there's going to be two new Disney Cruise Lines joining the fleet,
which is
pretty cool. Speculation for the name is, like, I think the dream exists.
Yeah.
I think
it's expected to be something related to magic.
Yeah, I think there's already a magic.
Yeah, exactly. It's gonna be.
I forget what it was. It was Wish. I think the next boats. One of the next boats is gonna be the Wish.
You know what I honestly think would be an amazing cruise.
No.
If they made it almost like the Magic Kingdom on a cruise. No, I'm not talking about the rides. I'm talking about different themed areas of the cruise ship.
The thing is, like, the restaurants are different themes, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's but, not, like,
your own restaurant.
What I'm talking about is almost... It's basically a moving Magic Kingdom or Disneyland. It's kind of has... It's Tomorrowland, which would be... And they all have their, like, individual boat... Or, not boats. Individual
like
pools.
Areas.
Yeah, pools and areas. And,
The thing is, like, I've been on one, and I...
Yeah.
Don't know if they'd have enough room to do that.
Yeah, well, I'm
like,
not talking about...
Pretty much what's on the boat is, like, two big theaters.
Yeah.
I gotta mute my Skype because you'll be able to hear that. And, like, like, so there's two giant theaters for movies and for shows. There's outdoor decks, there's the clubs. There's no really free space because there's a lot of the restaurants. There's like the adult clubs and whatnot. So that's great. I think if they had enough room, that'd be really awesome if they could do that. But sadly.
Well, I'm not talking just about room either. Like things inside of it either. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about almost like the whole experience, like the music and the walls and just the architecture of the. That's kind of what I'm going at. And once again, I'm a total. I've never been on a Disney cruise ship. It's something I've always wanted to do, but my family's never gotten to doing it because.
Definitely very fun, very fun.
Yeah, well, we're addicted to
Disney.
The parks right now. So, yeah. And so.
When I
search
Disney cruise, there's a picture of. A Nickelodeon resort? What is this? It says Disney Cruise Line brings Star Wars on the boat, and Mrs. Puffs is like chilling in a boat.
That makes no sense. Oh yeah, have you ever seen the Have you ever seen the Nickelodeon resorts?
No, don't get on that.
Okay.
We're talking about Disney here.
I know. Okay. Yeah. You're right.
Do that. That's a sin.
Okay. Okay. And of course, if you guys want to see a Universal themed episode, just leave feedback.
I've never been Universal.
Okay, I've been Universal a couple of times, so I'll lead him through. lead him through it or whatever. But basically, I think that's all it for the news, at least. Okay. Anything you want to bring up about Disney World specifically? Trying to like think about each park at a time, you know.
I think we should get on this later, but like it's kind of cool about the new I forget what it's called, something with lights. The new part of.
I just thought of something that we could talk about.
What? Finding Dory comes out tomorrow.
Oh yeah, Finding Dory comes out tomorrow.
I'm actually excited for that.
And I mean that brought minor changes to. To the Living Seas with Nemo and Friends. It basically just, you know, the Turtle Talk with the Crush.
Yeah.
They just basically added in some characters from Finding Dory into that.
That's cool.
Yeah. So that's all that changes. But I just thought of something, and that's Disney Springs. You know.
Name that's change. Find a little unnecessary. I don't know the whole reasoning behind it, but.
I think the name change was primarily because Disney Downtown Disney was a product, kind of a name of the product of the 90s, you know? Like, even the text was kind of, you know, had that 90-ish feel. And I think they're trying to innovate themselves to be, like, a high-class outdoor mall. High-class... With everything... Have you seen the architecture of the whole thing?
No, I've not.
It looks really nice, don't get me wrong. It's not very Disney.
Yeah.
It's not Disney at all.
The thing. I'm not a huge fan of Disney Springs. Like, it's good, you know.
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Disney.
Yeah. I'm sad that they're taking Quest out.
I've been there like 4 times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like Quest. That's awesome. I thought it was really cool.
Yeah. All
the interactive games that they have.
Yeah, and I feel like they should have kind of put more love towards it too, because even looking at that VR technology, all it was a big, Aladdin VR ride. Not sure if you've ever been on that.
Yeah, I've been on that.
It was extremely outdated.
When it first came out, it was innovative.
It was insane. Mm-hmm. But I mean, now you can get something like that. Like a machine like that.
That works a lot better.
Yeah, $600 for an Oculus.
$600,
right?
I don't know.
I think it's 600.
It's more than my computer. I mean, my computer for like 500 base, but then I have to buy the operating system.
The one time I went on the Aladdin thing, because I only made that mistake once, was that I my character literally glitched through the wall and I fell into an infinite glitch. Ooh, and there's,
it's pretty spooky.
Yeah, I was very confused. And I mean, even putting it on, it's just a square in front of your face. Mm-hmm. It literally looks like if I put a phone about 2 inches away from my face. It was weird.
Yeah, I think they just should have showed it a little bit more love, you know. Yeah. Great. I liked it. Interactive games were definitely, like, a really cool part. But
yeah.
A little sad to see it kind of go like this without any update to it. Yeah.
But I've heard they've had some, seen that cupcake shop they added at Disney Springs?
Whoa, what? A peanut cupcake?
Oh, no, a cupcake shop.
I thought you said a peanut cupcake. I was like, what the
no.
heck? I was like, what
no.
the heck?
Yeah, no. No, it's so insane that it has a cupcake ATM. Put your credit card in, and a cupcake comes out.
Is it a vending machine or an ATM?
Oh, it's an ATM.
What?
They brand it as an ATM, at least. I mean, they have a... So they bake a bunch of cupcakes, right? Mm-hmm. And then they have a robotic arm that takes them. So they put them into a box, then they have a robotic arm that takes them and gives them to you. Like,
this through a hole. That's coming up a lot.
Yeah, what's the company's name?
I have no idea.
I think they're called Sprinkles, if I'm correct. They're huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've just seen pictures of those cupcakes, and I know what I'm getting when I'm going down.
Yeah, but the line's longer than Test Track.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm kidding. But there is a pretty big line for it. I would imagine it's fairly slow. But
Test Track always has such a long line. I mean, don't get me wrong, Test Track is fun, but is it really that fun? Maybe just because Epcot doesn't have a lot of thrill rides. But it has Mission Space. I feel like they should do something else with Mission Space.
Yeah, somebody died in Mission Space. You're not going to talk about that, because we're happy on this podcast.
Yeah, I know a lot of people have. It's not a good thing. Mm-hmm. But honestly, I think they should do something else. Either update Mission Space, mm-hmm. or change it to something that fits Epcot better. Mm-hmm. Almost like, okay, you know what? I'm saving this for the Epcot episode. But you know what? Yeah.
What type of someone else? There's the Typhoon Lagoon. You know that giant boat?
Oh, I heard they have a... Yeah.
You know how small that is? The thing's, like, really small.
Oh, yeah. It's tiny.
Yeah. They use, like, perspective to make it look like...
Same thing they do with the castle. Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah. Like, that's the Imagineer magic, you know? Like, you walk up and you look at it and it looks like it would be giant when you get up there. When you get up there, the thing's tiny. You're like, wow.
Yeah, and same thing, like I said, with the castle and many other buildings in, especially Main Street USA, they do that a lot. Mm-hmm. Forced perspective, that's the word. I mean, just tricks like that. You know, little tricks and little enhancements to your experience. Like that and the smell things in Main Street USA. That attract you. Just that's what makes Disney. The small things, you know. They might not have the most extreme roller coasters, but dang sure they have the most well thought out ones. Yeah. You know.
No, but I'm excited for Finding Dory. Like Finding Nemo was my
dream.
You know.
And it's been getting pretty good reviews. Like I've heard it's not very not as good as the original.
Yeah, I mean,
but it's something. It's not
Cars. It's a 95 on Rotten Tomato.
Yeah,
it's certified fresh.
Oh, it's 95 now. Earlier I checked today, it was 94. Yeah. 108
fresh and 6 rotten.
So oh, man. Yeah.
Like, Monsters University, I love that movie. Just not as good as Monsters, Inc.
Yeah, Monsters University, I don't like prequels, honestly. Mm-hmm. I think prequels... I think only if a lot of questions are unanswered. Mm-hmm. And or you end with a main character dying, then that's understandable for a prequel. But
Monsters University only got a 78.
What?
Only got a 78 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, I know. It was good. It was good. It was solid.
I have an MU hat with the little rip in the front.
Yeah.
I love that hat.
That's funny. It's
so good.
Yeah. Oh. You know what I just thought of?
Wait.
Pin trading in Disney. Mm-hmm. That's something. Now, do you keep up on the pins and stuff?
Oh, I have a pin book, dude. The thing's filled with pages.
Oh, yeah. I have a pin necklace, I have a pin book, and I have a pin hat.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the book has multiple pages that you flip through and it says all pins. I have a, yeah, it's the one I actually like have a drawer in my room, and it's just all Vinylmation pins.
I have
so many Vinylmations. I have, like, my collection's worth, like, probably $1,500.
Oh, man. With all
the I got a chaser on the cruise. Opened up a box. I shook it, and I was like, this is special. Opened it up, got the chaser. I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. I have to say, I have a lot of 2,000 pins from 2000, and they're still in the packaging, in fact. A lot of them call back to, like, older things, like Mickey and the Beanstalk. Mm-hmm. One of them, mine is. Another one is Walt on a television. Mm-hmm. Like a 50s, 60s style television.
Mm-hmm. Wait, have you seen Zootopia?
I've seen Zootopia.
I actually thought that was really good.
Yeah, I thought it was really good.
Like, the animation, it was more a little kid's movie, but...
I'm very scared that they're going to overdo it, seeing how much money it made. I don't want a Frozen 2.0 just shove it down everyone's throats.
No, but I thought the animation was, like, super fluent, and, like, the lighting, I really liked it. I thought that movie was really good, actually.
I'm not sure if you've seen the trailer for Moana. Have you seen it yet?
I have not.
Oh, if you think the animation looks good in Zootopia... Watch that trailer. There's one shot where she's kind of... it's kind of a close-up, and she's looking off in the distance. Mm-hmm. It's an amazing shot.
Mm-hmm. No, but, I mean, Zootopia on Rotten Tomato has a 98. 207 reviewers gave it a fresh, and only 4 gave it a rotten.
Man.
It's one of the highest-rated Disney movies, if not the highest.
No, if we're counting Pixar, then... Then what's there's the Toy Story has a 100 and Toy Story 2 has a 100. Toy Story 3 has a 90.
Toy Story 2 does not deserve 100. What?
What? Toy Story 2 is my favorite.
What?
So,
did you know the backstory about Toy Story 2?
Yeah, it was supposed to be a direct-to-DVD sequel, and then they liked the plot so much that they actually put real money into it. And
it was supposed to only come out on the DVD?
Yeah, that's... Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
I that's my favorite Toy Story, so...
Really?
Honestly, I love Toy Story 2, because...
I was not a fan of that. Toy Story 1 was my jam back in the day.
I used to watch Toy Story 1 and 2 an equal amount. I love Toy Story 2 because it takes what Toy Story 1 gave you and gives you more of it, but in an altered way. Like, it's not Buzz and Woody this time. It's just Woody, and you really get to see, like, the whole journey that's taken, you know?
But, I mean, Buzz was my jam back in the day. When I was little, Buzz was my man.
I used to, I remember, this is a totally random memory.
I was Buzz for Halloween.
Oh, I was Buzz. Yeah, I have actually wings back in the day. But, I remember getting a Buzz and Woody figure from the convenience store in Fort Wilderness. I don't know why I remember this. It's just one of those things. It was a Woody toy with a cactus, but it was like a hard plastic one. And that thing was, I used that thing so much, and that's one of my great memories of being in the parks. Just, once again, those small things that make everything... Because a lot of people think that it's the big things, but...
Yeah.
You start to realize that it's the small things. And...
No, but I... Like, trivia. When did Toy Story 1 come out?
94.
95, close.
Oh.
I think, like, it was phenomenal for its time.
Oh, yeah. Toy Story 2, which came out in
99.
Yeah, 99. I was just about to say that. No, but I think that just how much they improved from Toy Story 1... was outstanding. Like, that's even close to what they're producing today, Toy Story 2.
No, but I mean, Toy Story 1 for its time, like, even though the lighting was it, I'm gonna say it right now, the lighting was very strange, everything was
and the
very
humans.
Bright.
And the humans.
But, like, in the humans.
And Sid's dog.
And, no, the children were the children in Toy Story.
No, Sid's dog was scary.
You see Sid's dog. No, but I think that movie was definitely a giant step into what new animation movies are today.
Yeah, because think about it now. When was the last time you saw a non-Miyamoto?
Oh, my gosh. That dog. Yeah. Oh, my.
When was the last time you saw a non-Miyamoto hand-drawn or 2D animation film? When, like, seriously, because no one's doing it anymore. Even Disney Animation is... The last one they did was Princess and the Frog back in 2008. And that kicked off what I like to call the Disney Renaissance 2.0, because... Now, they're hit after hit. After that, it was Tangled, then it was,
Tangled wasn't bad.
And I like Tangled a lot. And then it was, I can't remember. Of course, I can't remember.
Sid was so creepy.
Yeah.
I think everybody had nightmares of Sid.
Oh my god,
He looks like a Source filmmaker project gone wrong.
Oh man, you're right.
Actually
an analogy. That is right on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
No, but, okay, we should probably get back to the parks, because we straight pretty heavy in the movies.
Yeah.
Sorry if you're here just for the parks. But,
honestly... Wait, did you know Sid is the Trash Man?
Oh, yeah, he's Trash Man Toy Story 3, because his skeleton shirt is on him, even then, which, I mean... kind of funny, and I think in Inside Out there's a Sid reference, I want to say.
In Zootopia, you can see Anna and Elsa walking by.
Oh yeah, and I mean there's the whole part where they have the all of the Disney movies.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, they do have Moana in there. Mm-hmm. Just want to point that out. Okay, so I'm out of topics. Brenton, do you have any last words?
Buff Fusion,
Buff Fusion, sorry.
What did you say? Buff Fusion, yeah.
That's definitely what you said. Yeah, it's not Aiden, Patriots East. Yeah, but, okay, any last words?
No, I don't think so. I think that's going to conclude the episode. That was a pretty long episode. We got that 32 minutes, 33 minutes.
And if you think this is long, though, the Epcot... Just gonna warn you, the Epcot one's gonna be a lot longer.
Yeah.
Because I feel like when we're gonna be focused on something, it's gonna be
a
lot longer, so...
Yeah, I think these are good, like...
I think once every three... I think this is pretty fair, so once every three podcasts, they'll probably be about an hour long. Depends on the topic, but we'll focus on one thing across the whole thing.
Yeah, but I think to keep people's attention, you gotta keep them fairly short.
Yeah, I agree. That's why.
Like if somebody sees that we have a podcast, they're not gonna listen for the entire 30 minutes or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
All right, I think that's gonna conclude this episode of Figments of Walt Disney World, or WDW, whatever you wanna call us. Thank you guys so much. Don't forget to leave a nice review in the iTunes reviews. Give us that, quality 5 stars. You know, give us it, please. Face reveal if we get a thousand reviews.
Oh yeah, and also you guys can hit us up at our email.
Or Twitter. Twitter's
Twitter. Twitter's easier.
Twitter's easier.
If you have any suggestions,
give us a DM, hit us up, mention us, you know, and tweet. We'll be glad to respond.
Yeah.
Figments of WDW is our Twitter account.
Yeah, and I believe that's it.
All right. Thank you so much, guys, and we'll see you in the next podcast. I almost said video.